Thank you for being with us tonight here at the CGMI Prayer Line. Today we're talking about the seventh aspect of the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus as we, at the beginning of the year, began to study the series. And this is the final one we're going to be discussing and considering and started the other day. Now remember, the first aspect of the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus is that through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Okay? The second one, through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Third, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, continually cleanses me from all sin. The fourth, through the blood of Jesus, I'm justified, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned. Five, through the blood of Jesus, I'm sanctified, made holy, set apart to God. And then six, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And now, as we began last week, we are on the seventh and final aspect. And that is that Satan has no place in me, no power over me, no unsettled claims against me. All has been settled. It's all been settled by the blood of Jesus. As I began to study for this message today, I was put into remembrance considering one of the first scriptures that we had in laying the foundations for this study. And that was Revelation 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not they did not love their lives to the death. We overcome through the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony that we have received by acting confidently upon the word of God and seeing through his grace, his word become effective in our hearts and lives. I can well remember the first time I began to consider the power of a testimony and how personally testifying and considering the word of God didn't just give me confidence and build up my faith, but I actually saw in reality the power of God in action as I began to carry out confidently his word as a covenant action. I thought at times, the first few times I actually began to use this methodology in my personal life to try to be confident, strong, and forward moving in my faith was that, I'm kind of, going to kick up the devil here and he's going to, get mad at me and he's going to kind of throw some extra barbs at me. Maybe I shouldn't be trying to stir up things. But that's negative talk and that's absolutely incorrect. And we need to stand upon something. And if we can't stand upon the word of God and our powerful, gracious, and loving Savior's word, then what else can we stand upon? And he's already done so much for us, those who are believers in Christ Jesus. How can we but be confident and boast of his greatness? I know of people who will not testify because they're afraid of what will happen when they do. But that is just playing the devil's game. Remember, this is his way of keeping you from doing what will put you beyond his reach. It is only by the word of your testimony that you will get the benefits of the blood. If you first hadn't placed your confidence in him in the first place, you would have never known the mercy of God and the forgiveness of sins. The first time you say it, all hell may break loose. Who knows? Well, praise the Lord. Say it again and again. The Bible says, let us hold fast our confession. Hebrews 4:14. And then when everything really turns loose, the scripture says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without what? Faith, without wavering. Without wavering. Hebrews 10:23. Keep on saying it. Keep on proclaiming the word. Be confident in his word. It doesn't depend upon my feelings. I'm walking by faith in Christ Jesus. We're justified by faith and we walk by faith. It does not depend on our situations, symptoms, or circumstances. It is as eternally true in the word of God as it is in reality in the now. Forever, God's word is settled in heaven. That's what Psalm 119:89 tells us. Psalm 119:89. And if it's forever settled in heaven, that means it's settled for me and you today. No matter what the enemy tries to say, no matter what the circumstances try to say, no matter what the symptoms try to say, no matter what the situations try to say, Satan has no place in us, no power over us, no unsettled claims against us if we have come boldly before the throne of grace and received his help in time of need and have made him our Lord and Savior and taken upon his name in baptism and walked confidently in his love. His love will not see us be ashamed. His love will not be that which leaves us without guard. His love will not see us put to shame. His love for us is eternal. He's faithful, and he cares for his beloved. And you who are part of his bride, the church, he loves with a tender love. We need to become a people in the now who confidently and without hesitation speak God's word, consider God's word, meditate upon God's word, and proclaim his name. We need to be a people that don't look at things saying, hey, what am I going to stir up or what's the enemy going to do? But what's Christ going to do for me? I'm taking up the shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. I'm moving forward. I'm not hesitating. I'm taking up the word and speaking it forward and proclaiming him. And I'm going to go through the gates of hell. And taking up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, I'm going to counteract every single thing that Satan tries to do. No matter what blows he tries to lay hold on me. Because I'm confident that he that has begun a good work in me is going to finish it. And Jesus Christ is going to finish what he started out in me and what he's starting out in you. You need to dream dreams. You need to have visions. You need to look at the Word of God with confidence. You need to get close to the Lord and recognize the safety, grace, and the power of God's mercy that's within his presence. And know that he is ever at your side. Hallelujah. He will never forsake you. He will be with you confidently to the end. The scriptures say in Ephesians 1 verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to his riches of grace. Folks, his grace is sufficient. Too many times we go about thinking that it's a once and for all deal. We got saved, that's it. Now we're just going to hold on till Jesus comes. But that's not it. He's given us a covenant. He's given us promises. He's given us hope. He's given us provision. And we need to take hold of that which the Word of God has and to show forth the glory of the Lord in these bodies and testify of him each and every day, giving praise to him. I thank you for the heritage of faith that's been handed unto me, that I've been able to live out, and those who've gone before me. I, even this morning, sat back in my prayer time, early this morning, and I mentioned each and every pastor, each and every teacher that had infused something within my life that was so a revelation, a blessing, a comfort, or whatever it might have been. But they had a part of me or a part of themselves within me that they invested. And because of that investment, I'm here today preaching and teaching the Word of God and trying to encourage you in the faith of the Lord. I thank the Lord for Pastor Young. I thank the Lord for Pastor Whitson. I thank the Lord for Pastor Edmund. I thank the Lord for Pastor Almont Monty. I thank you. I thank the Lord for Sister Rachel. I thank the Lord for Father Jeff. I thank the, you know, I could go on and on all night. The Lord has given me a wonderful cloud of witnesses, and his testimony is sure in my heart today. And now, as that assurance of faith is within my heart and soul, I come before you today saying, be confident in his word. Recognize that you can go forth with a clear confession of hope without wavering and see the victory of Christ today. Satan has no place in you. He has no power over you. He has no unsettled claims upon you. Through the blood of Jesus Christ and by the power of his Spirit, declare the glory of the Lord today. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, that I can say it again. Hallelujah, that God, your word, has made a way for me. That through your blood, I overcome the enemy. Through your blood, I can stake a claim in the word. Through your blood, your grace is sufficient. Through your blood, I have fellowship. There's so much, God, that you've done for me. And I'm going to say it again and again, the powerful things, Lord, you have done in my life. And Lord, I'm going to continue to believe that if I hold fast to my confession, like Hebrews 4:14, no matter what it is I'm staking a claim on, my Lord is going to bless because he's made provision for me. And there's victory in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for what the blood of Jesus Christ has done for me. And whatsoever is settled in heaven is settled for me here today. I intend each day to declare it, to live it, and believe it. In Jesus' name. Amen. I hope that today you will take this word, and it might not have been a technical word. It was more of an inspirational word, or one from my heart to you today. But I hope it encourages you to carry on and to say it again and to remind yourself of the goodness of Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, they time and time again spoke about the majesty and the wondrous works God had done. It kept them going. It kept them moving forward. And it can do the same for you today. And you can take confidence, take stock in His word, and know that He which has begun a good work in you is going to finish it. Amen. If you need to reach us here at Covenant of Grace Ministry, please email us at any time at cgmfinc@gmail.com. cgmfinc@gmail.com. Or visit our website and click the Contact Us page and be able to be blessed and get a hold of us through the website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. We are just so thankful that you have been with us today. We pray that God is blessing you. We pray that the Lord would continue to minister in your life in Jesus' name. And thank you for being with us today. And each and every time you come to be with us here at the prayer line, it is a blessing to us, and I hope a blessing to you. God bless you in Jesus' name.